12-year-old Ahmed Arifai is helping his mother Wala fill jugs of water so they can cook in their home. His mother has a rare form of cancer and spends much of her time in bed.
My mother gets tired often, and when I see her, I feel so sad. When she gets tired, she lays on the bed for days.
Wala Arifai's three sons say they are deeply concerned about their mother's deteriorating condition over the last 8 years, during which she was referred to treatment at hospitals outside of Gaza because the care she needs has not been available to treat the brain tumor in her pituitary gland. Now, her chances of getting the care she needs is next to nil. Wala says she has much to live for, but suffers relying on painkillers to get through the day. Although she received a referral to a hospital outside of Gaza, she is one of many on a long waiting list. Her number is
1,200.
I will need chemotherapy. They now give this therapy in the United Arab Emirates or Jordan. I asked about other cancer patients who were referred to nearby Egypt, and I was told they were not given the therapy, but were given painkillers instead, as they suggested to me. Can you imagine? A young mother like me is almost dying, and it's sad for my children. Sometimes when the tumor presses on me, I lose sight and cannot see. All the time I feel dizzy and feel like vomiting. My nerves are stressed out. With fears, less medicine, less food, I'm always weak. At the end of the day, I should say health is a grace from God.
Wala is among 12,000 other cancer patients on a list held by the World Health Organization, which is helping transfer patients out of the war-torn Gaza Strip to get the health care they need. The WHO is working in coordination with Israeli authorities to provide patients safe passage through the Israel-controlled Kerem Shalom crossing in southern Gaza. But the wait is long, and her family fears she may not survive to see the day. For the last 6 months, Wala says she can no longer access the free medicine that local health authorities in Gaza previously provided her. Her husband is Abu Muhammad.
Before, I could easily bring her medicine, but now it is much more difficult than before. It is also impossible to get. I used to get it from the European hospital.
According to the WHO, hundreds of patients with chronic diseases and injuries, including children, have been able to leave for treatment in nearby Egypt, United Arab Emirates, or Turkey since Hamas's attack in Israel and Israel's ensuing war 15 months ago. During the same time period, Israel has been waging an all-out war against the Islamist Hamas party, bombing, storming, and firing into more than 30 government-run hospitals and clinics. It has also shut down the Rafah crossing terminal between Gaza and Egypt, barring patients in need of medical care from leaving. Before the shutdown, May of this year, the terminal received hundreds of patient referrals on a daily basis, mainly to nearby Egypt. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.